Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever. Okay.
Yo, it's your boy Shake, and that fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
Bitch is crazy.
In our lives.
I should have been smart about it.
I should have been smart about it.
Brave with the guys. I told that bitch. Oh. Bitch, you kind of be crazy thinking that I'm not gonna slide.
Ooh, I'm sliding tonight.
Out the crib. And they're right here. Bitch, I told you.
You're not my girl.
You ain't my bitch. It's okay, girl.
I'm a brunch boy tonight.
I'm a brunch boy tonight.
I'm a player. Oh, damn, bitch.
Oh my god.
You're looking for nub in all the wrong places.
What's going on, everybody? It's been a while. Well, this is, we started off with a serenade.
Yeah.
But you already know, if you're listening to this, Not That Serious, the podcast, it is one. It's the greatest podcast in the world, but also, it's episode 100, y'all. First of all, let's just. Clap it up for that. Very,
we did it, y'all.
Very, very. I'm not talking about the gonorrhea clap. I'm talking about a real round of applause here. Okay? Now, when you're listening to this, this will be in lieu of, I guess this is an episode, but this won't be your traditional episode. Mm. That is probably because, obviously, one, A, this is the 100th episode. We're going to do something a little different for you guys.
Just a little bit.
For the new listeners, for the old listeners, for the in-betweens. And two, when you're listening to this, three of the people in this podcast won't be here to record because they will be in the southern city of sin.
Literally.
In New Orleans, Louisiana.
Louisiana the border.
For Mardi Gras.
With Bobby Boucher.
Yeah, literally.
Mm-hmm. And then they'll be back in time to cure cure their STDs.
Oh my god!
By the time we record next week,
wow.
You know what I mean? But when you're hearing this, they're down there
taking penicillin with me.
Wow!
Q's bringing penicillin for everybody. Hopefully, he makes it through the TSA check.
He has beads already.
Yo, yeah. Yo, Q's had beads since like a week ago.
Not dead ass.
Yeah, no, I'm not joking.
Yeah, literally wearing them.
Ooh, them titties even stole. R.I.P. R.I.P. Pop.
R.I.P. Pop.
But yeah, man, first of all, I just wanted to say, like, personally, 100 episodes, wow. Number one, when we first had this idea, when I first had an idea, like, doing a podcast, and when I first brought it to Julian, like, I had no idea, first of all, that we were going to really follow through with this.
That was hard to say, like, at first. I mean, because we didn't know what we were really doing.
I had no idea what we were doing.
Literally just went on a whim. Like, yo, let's just do a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. But, well, no, we did talk about it for at least a year leading up.
We talked about it a lot, yeah. So, absolutely.
But even so, once we actually got it started, we didn't really know what we were doing, so.
Yeah. It turned out to be a lot more work than I thought it was. A lot more into it. Starting, recording, maintaining, technology, purchasing, all that shit is crazy. But definitely didn't think we were going to do it this long.
Yeah, 3 years.
3 years, almost 3 years almost is crazy. Going on 3 years. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're in the third year doing this. 100 episodes. And for us to see how much we've grown and how much The audience has grown in this short amount of time. We have a way bigger following than I ever thought we would get. And it's getting bigger all the time. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that. Yeah, just starting out with me and Julian. Then we're bringing on Corey. He's been great.
Yeah, Corey, when did you start? You know what episode it was?
No, but I started, I want to say, April-ish or March.
Of 20...
Yeah, 19.
Really?
That soon?
It'll be a year in a couple months.
Yeah. I would say wow. That late. Hmm.
Huh.
Seems like it's been longer than that.
Yeah. But, yeah. And then our most recent member of the team, Q.
Yes, sir.
Who has been a huge...
Man, that was a huge sign.
Nigga,
that was
a huge sign.
That's a blockbuster.
That nigga was like, yeah, that nigga was...
Yeah.
That was like the motherfucking LeBron signing.
Exactly. Yeah, that's really what it
the
was.
The Miami one.
Yeah, the Miami one.
You going, where?
Yeah,
you
going there? I was like, who?
With who?
Yeah. I was like, well, I remember when I first came, he was like, yeah, you know, we got a, you know, such and such. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, Mike literally, he just could not think of who you were.
Nah, because we never went to school.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm like, all right, bet. And then, first of all, this nigga came with the know-how, and he didn't have the know-how. He learned it, was able to school niggas, came with, like, blessed us with a lot of, you know.
A lot of gear.
A lot of gear and technology. Yeah. You know, seeing people that believe in you is dope. And then... He's just been dope with the camera work.
Did we ever talk about how that came about?
Yeah. I think we did.
Yeah, but
yeah. But, you know, man, Q's the fucking man.
He really is. He really is gang.
Yeah, man. Appreciate all the time.
He's
gang.
This
is like the Absolutely. Four Musketeers. It's really dope.
Yeah, man.
Love all of y'all.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Shout out to all the listeners. All the listeners that's been there from the beginning, the latest episode. You know, you're just hearing now. We appreciate you. This is definitely for the people who have been there from the beginning that want to nostalgia, look back, or for the people who have just gotten on, haven't gotten a chance to listen to old episodes. So we're just going to do, like, you know, a compilation of a bunch of clips, some of our favorite moments, some of listeners' favorite moments, just some highlights of the first 100 episodes, you know, about an hour or two of, you know, the hot shit that we've been doing this past year. Years.
Yeah, years.
You know what I mean? And
it's lit, man.
Appreciate y'all. 100 episodes is lit. Y'all got anything to say?
I mean,
just like, thank you. I think, like, this was like huge for me because it's just like I get to vent once a week with my best friends. Like, mm-hmm. This is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I look forward to Wednesday nights just because, yeah. Like, I get to record them, you know?
Hell yeah. Same here. I mean, when people try to get me to do something on a Wednesday or something like that, or ask me, like, oh, can you do this on a Wednesday? I'm like, nah, I got a podcast. I got somewhere
when
to
I
be.
When I got my second job, I got it so that I could be available Wednesday night.
Hell yeah. I'm definitely grateful for this. Just the experience, like, not a lot of people, I mean, now a lot of people have podcasts, but now people can say they have a podcast of this magnitude. I mean, I'm not saying it's anything crazy, but people listen, like, people buy our stuff, like, that's crazy within itself. Like, people actually buy the merch.
That never fails. And then
we don't know, like, just started following and then, you know, interacting with us on social media. So I'm grateful and thankful for everybody who does that, because we're four regular ass niggas. We all go to work, like, so the mm-hmm. fact that people fuck with us on that wavelength is definitely dope. And the live show, that's gonna be fun too. So, because people have just been asking about that, I have a good feeling about that. So, once everything gets worked out with that, and we definitely wanted it to be for the 100th episode, but as far as timing, obviously, wasn't gonna work out. But yeah, it's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah,
thank you. We're excited to see you all there.
Yeah, man. I definitely jumping off what Elzy said. Like, I got a lot to thank this podcast for. It's brought a lot of good into my life. Mm-hmm. Literally, like, in all aspects. Like, experience, being able to vent. And shit, I met my goddamn girl off this podcast.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really dope. And I, like I said, like Corey said, I get to come in guaranteed. I get guaranteed bonding time with some of my best friends that I've known for, like, damn near all my life. Mm-hmm. And it's good because you know, time is not promised. We've been through a lot during this podcast. We've experienced things. We've grown as humans and adults.
Yep.
We've seen life, ups and downs and all that type of stuff. But through all that, we still be able to come here week in and week out and share our experiences, stories, and our outlooks with each other and with you all, the listeners. And the fact that you guys listen and show support means so much to us. And we appreciate it. So we're going to get into this one. You know,
oh, yeah, last shout out. Also, shout out to Dalvin.
Yes.
Because
Dalvin,
like Q, he really just like volunteered his time and was like, yo, I can do this, that, and the third for y'all. We were like, shit, okay, like, like, you can do all of that. And then he developed the website. He helped us get the merch launched. He helped us do everything. And he still helps us to this day. Like, he literally was helping us yesterday.
From across the country.
From across he lives in San Francisco, but he's in Vegas right now.
Yeah, he travels so, like, a lot.
Yeah, he travels more than us, honestly. Yeah, but he still helps us whenever he gets a chance. He lets us know whenever we have alerts and emails and anything like that. Like,
did he send y'all the art for the 100th episode?
That was crazy. Yeah, the art for the 100th episode is fire.
It was crazy.
Dal was dope, man. We definitely appreciate you. Thank you for everything that you've done. And even shout out to Kev. I mean, if you listen to the earlier episodes,
super producer, we gotta have him back.
Kev, yeah, we'll get him back. He's actually moving back to Jersey, so we'll definitely be able to get him soon. But if you listen to the first few episodes, probably like what, the first like 15 maybe.
I would say the first 10.
First 10. They were at Kev's house, so yeah. We weren't doing it here where we're at now. It was Kevin's equipment, and he helped us, you know, get to the level that we're at now. I mean, we had a few of the things that we have now at his house, but it wasn't ours. So me and Mike, for a year and a half, we had to do it on our own and try to make it work. We want a blue light and all that, but Kev definitely made it easy for us to start out. And, you know, if you don't know, it stemmed from Bird's Fly Talk.
Yeah.
So we had a sports talk show first. And then we were like, all right, we can really do this podcast thing because we kind of got a better idea of it. But yeah, definitely shout out to Kev for giving us the keys.
Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to every single guest that we've ever had.
Shout out to the ladies that come, that drive an hour to talk to us.
Yeah, for real.
Everybody that listens, everybody that's shown support on a post or anything like that, you've liked the post, you've retweeted, you Instagrammed, whatever, put us in the
shared it with somebody.
She told your friends about it. Yeah. We really appreciate y'all. It's been 100 episodes, and we got so much more and better planned for y'all in the future. Things going from even more, you know, more variety as far as the YouTube content and just diversifying this Not That Serious brand, you feel me? And, so we're going to get into this 100 episodes. We're going to do a couple clips, some of our favorites. Mm-hmm. And, we will check in after a couple few. And then we'll go from there. All right. Peace.
Peace.
Thank y'all.
Have fun.
Special request from my mom.
Show this before you go on there.
You can do it.
Okay. The Habib Show is literally a fat Middle Eastern nigga named Habib going around to the dingiest, dirtiest hoods. And either he's fucking prostitutes or his mans is fucking prostitutes. Or they're actual porn stars.
Yeah.
Or they're prostitutes. I've seen him get a hand job from a crack hoe, and I've also seen her finger fuck Cherokee. I've seen him hit the range. He has range.
That nigga has herpes.
That nigga is one of the greatest amateur porn stars of my life. He has birthed her. That is Miss Natural.
Yo.
Hold up, boy.
Alright, so let me finish.
I don't know who that is.
Miss London,
son, I fix that. I'm sorry, bro. I've said this many times. I don't know.
I'm gonna send you a bunch of links tonight. Miss London, but Miss Natural.
Yeah, bro.
Oh boy, your motherfucking arm will be stunted like you had a stroke by the time you're done jacking it to her videos. Cause she is a filthy light skinned pink puss monster, and I love it. It's a scene, you bro. It's a scene where,
I'm serious, bro.
I swear to God, Shay. It's a scene where her, Tiana Trump,
I've seen it, bro,
and Prince Joshua.
Yeah, bro,
nigga. I thought I had found the motherfucking holy grail.
Nah,
and I was going to bring it back to King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table when I saw that shit on Porter. I was like, Miss Natural and who? With the second coming of the Timberland boot king himself, Prince Yahshua. Boy curved dick himself. Listen. I spit in my hand so fucking fast. I was like, bro, turn out the lights. It was 4 p.m. when I saw that shit. I shut shit down. down. I shut it down like it was like I was 6 years old and I was on punishment. TV off. PlayStation off.
Lights off.
Unplug it.
Curtains
down. Family picture put down. Tui, nigga, let's go! Nigga. I was ready to fucking lay, put melee down on my dick, nigga. And I did. I didn't even make it past the second missionary scene. Because you know he hit, you know when he started off, he hit both bitches off.
Jail.
Do we have any? What do we
have? Well, speaking of jail, the neck man. I forget his. I think his name is RL. And he has like the
really
dude,
large neck.
Really large.
His neck is huge.
Yeah, I think apparently it's a disease.
They said he has Noonan syndrome.
Yeah, Noonan syndrome.
Oh, it's something is like. It's hold on. Let me see. What's it called?
Noonan. N O O N A N.
N O O.
Yeah.
Yeah. Noon.
Noonan
syndrome. And I believe there's a female one called Turner syndrome.
Unusual facial characteristics, short stature, heart defects present at birth, bleeding problems, developmental delays, and malformations of the bones of the ribcage. Oh, no.
But he has a normal body. He has a regular body with a wide-ass grand piano neck.
Oh, no, God.
Nah, his body don't look like that.
No, his neck looks like this, though.
But he has a regular body.
Oh.
Yeah, but this guy has the only reason body. People don't feel bad for this nigga is because he gets arrested every week.
What has he been doing that he's
selling meth?
Meth?
Yes.
He's selling meth?
He sells meth.
Damn, oh, son.
Come on, bro.
He keeps it in his neck?
He's in his neck.
Like,
he keeps the meth in his neck.
He keeps the meth in his neck?
Nigga, look like he swallowed what? Dog. He like he...
I don't want to
got a neck stash box. He got a living stash box in his neck.
That nigga look crazy. Like he swallowed a tire. He just looks...
Guys, he has a problem.
Yeah, his problem is he's a drug dealer and he's polluting the streets, Nadira. Give me a reason so I can be a bully for 2 seconds.
Noonans. Dang, yeah, this is crazy.
I want a chick with Noonans.
What?
Mine!
Might be fire.
Throw him, man. Hella throat.
Hella throat
game. We
are
going to have a serious talk.
The throat game might
be proper.
You are
out of control.
But then it might feel too loose. She might have, like, no throat walls.
She would have a problem.
Throat walls?
Yeah, the throat walls will be off. Because the Noonans, it would be like,
like throwing a hot dog in the hallway.
Yeah, like, it's like a kazoo. A kazoo in the Grand Canyon. Damn, baby.
That throat, wide. Howling tunnel throat.
If it had echo in her mouth.
Cuckoo!
Hey, baby, I'm about to bus.
You hear her stomach be like, boop. Constantly dripping.
Turn the faucet off. Did you turn the sink down all the way? Dweep. 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 Cindy, close your throat. Dweep. Dweep. Cindy with the new Nan throat.
Y'all fucked up.
Throat fucked up. Yo. You know how much medicine? Yeah, what if they got strep throat? How much medicine cost?
Oh my god!
For Noonan strep throat.
What?
How much does that cost?
Who even thinks of this?
I'm thinking at least $125.
Oh my god.
I'm so done with you.
That's a lot of cough drops.
Mike, why are you like this?
That's how a throat lozenge is, though.
Why are you like this, Mike?
You think you probably gotta melt a bunch of cough drops together and make a mega drop?
One big ass cough drop. Make one big cough drop.
Why are y'all like this?
The super Ricola.
Ricola. Big ass cough drop.
Nigga, like Megazord of the Power Rangers. You gotta fuse them bitches together.
Oh.
Yo.
Shout out to Noonan disease.
Syndrome.
What?
It's a syndrome.
Yeah.
Shout out to
RL. Shout out to RL.
I'm pretty sure that's the name, RL.
Shout out to RL and his turtleneck sweaters. God bless them all.
Yeah.
He got to get custom turtlenecks, right?
For sure.
Or do you think he, like, puts his leg through them and stretches them out?
Do you think he's in money yet? Or do you think he's going to eventually get money from this, right?
For what?
I don't know.
How does he capitalize?
I don't know. You know, people get clout and then all of a sudden.
You know what? You know what he needs to do?
Yeah,
he
do.
Put out a scarf line collection. A collection of scarves. But they're literally just blankets, but they're scarves.
Just throws.
New name.
New name.
What an apostrophe over it.
Yeah.
New name.
Y'all are.
He definitely needs to capitalize off it. He just gotta stay his ass out of jail.
He needs to stay.
All you gotta do is stay out of jail.
He's fucking selling meth.
Yeah, like have y'all seen like the collection of his mugshots? It's like 20 of them.
No,
he's got a lot.
It's a lot of mugshots. Like sometimes he has glasses on. It's like what the hell?
But he's a habitual.
You out of here, bro?
All right,
my brother. We will link.
I cannot believe y'all are. Bye. It was nice seeing you. Y'all are like literally out of control.
Listen, this is the Not That Serious podcast.
This is the Not That Serious podcast.
I know it's not that serious.
Where there's no holds bars.
No holds bars.
No. Also, no real sponsorship because nobody's going to pay for this.
No. we're the next best thing. The next best thing.
You pay for what you get, and you get what you pay for.
Oh, man.
It's that free content.
Alright, so real quick intermission. I think I want to just go over my favorite part. My favorite or part of the podcast from an episode is definitely I believe it's episode 58, where we talk about Nipsey Hussle. And they niggas thought that it was a government job, it was an inside job, and Corey said five to the body, one to the head. Oh, it was chef's kiss, man. So definitely my favorite part. The government had nothing to do with Nipsey Hussle getting shot. The same niggas who think that are the same niggas who put pictures of Mike Tyson next to Cherokee Indians.
They're the same niggas that picture like the symbols and the symbols. You didn't see the nigga
who put the braid,
the
like Wayne Wade's
like
braid.
A boy lover?
Yeah, a boy like, lover. No. That type of nigga is the same nigga that thinks.
When you searching for the answers to life in Dwayne Wade's braids.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, so I say all that to say, episode 58, it be your own niggas.
Alright, make sure y'all check. Episode 58 coming up, y'all.
Yeah.
Alright. Nah, cause I'm not, I guess this is funny, but it's not. Cause like, alright.
We gotta find a laugh somewhere.
You niggas, okay. I'm gonna start off with this. You niggas
be doing too fucking much.
Are fucking stupid.
In layman's terms.
You gotta get my heart.
Are fucking stupid.
You said layman's terms?
No.
Fucking dumb.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I saw niggas saying, like, they was about, all right, they said that the government killed Nipsey, right? You can't even say the sentence without laughing.
They were dead ass.
Nah, for real though, I wanted to believe it because I didn't want it to be some petty bullshit.
I wanted it to be that too. Just so
I'm like, that's Nipsey. That's right. They needed the government to take it. That's what I wanted.
At the same time, I'm like, this was definitely just a nigga from LA. Because this is crazy. Like, he wasn't that hot on the radar where the government was like, we need to take him out. Like, no.
Can you understand? All right,
he was hot, but it wasn't. I wasn't that man.
I think that Twitter it exposes that people
are dumb.
Lose the ability to think for themselves.
Yes,
because that one dude, posted,
one person,
that one Muslim dude who was there was like, this is military practice. He was five to the
nobody wants you to eat. Like,
the nigga said they shot him five times in the body and one to the head, which is military practice. First of all, why the fuck is it military practice to expend half a clip shooting it? Like, we don't save bullets in the military?
Hundreds of y'all ran with that.
He got shot by half a crackhead, bro. Like, I'm not trying to hear that. Like, they really tried to run with this shit.
And then they ran with it so far that they just acted like niggas don't have hate. Niggas don't have haters in the hood.
Yeah,
I saw one nigga say that because y'all think that they're saying like, yo, people, black people in the hood are very appreciative when people come back and come to the hood. Which is Some of them are. No. He's right in that. Some of them are. But that does not eliminate the hundreds of thousands of other niggas who are just fucking haters.
That's facts.
But we can't act like there's not hate out there. This is another would you rather.
Oh, I got another one for you.
Would you rather smell like poop and not know it?
There's a lot of poop.
Listen, smell like poop and not know it, or constantly be smelling poop that nobody else can smell. Now this one is rough. This one is rough.
Wait, say that one again.
Would you rather smell like poop and not know it, which means everybody knows you stink?
Yeah, but you don't. But you just walking around
just like la di da di da.
What's good, y'all?
what's happening, fam? What's the team, fam? Or you're constantly smelling poop.
Nobody else
can smell it.
I think I'm gonna go with constantly smelling poop. I would not want to smell like shit all the time. That's horrible.
And then just thinking in a man and everybody's like,
I would be walking around with the car air freshener. Nigga,
but you're walking around like, nigga, you don't smell that?
You're ruining so many functions. Like, imagine you in a party just with the face. What's wrong with you, Mike? You don't smell that shit? That's a rough life. Yo, you're constantly like on a date.
Can you imagine waking up like that?
In class. Starting the day. You're in the shower getting cleaned. You're on your wedding night, right there. And I do too.
Oh, bitch. Stink.
Yo, imagine fucking.
Oh my god.
It kind of at least smell of poop. Hitting it from the back. And you smell. Oh, that's got to be miserable.
Oh, that's like back to the back shot air.
But it's
real.
And you can't have a conversation about it.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with. Oh, man.
Damn, taking your daughter. Like you're
I don't want to smell like shit, though.
Like, I feel you. But it's like, it's a double-edged sword. Like, imagine, like,
it's a double-sided like dildo.
Either way, you're getting fucked. It's bad. It's bad out here.
Either way, you're getting fucked.
Either way.
At the end of the day.
Imagine, like, you're 45, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter's getting married. You're talking her down the aisle. Precious moment. She looks at you and said, Daddy, I love you. And all you can think of... What the fuck? This fucking stinks. This is why it smells like shit.
Can you imagine how exhausting that would be? Constantly smelling shit. I would cry every day.
Yo.
Every day.
How do you go to sleep?
You don't. You smell shit.
You just sleep shitty every night. Shitty sleep. Every day. Forever. That's bad.
Now let's flip it. Now if you're walking around smelling like shit all the time,
that is bad.
First
too.
Of all, nobody's gonna bring you anywhere because you smell like shit.
But you could probably write that off as a medical condition.
Maybe. But do you know how bad shit smells?
I'm aware.
You know how bad that smells? Now imagine smelling like that all the time. Shit.
Jesus.
Nobody's gonna invite you. You're not gonna get no girl. Nah. You can't cover that up. First of all, you don't even know. That's the worst.
Just thinking you done dead. I've been thinking, what up, man? When I walk through. Can you imagine you just I've been thinking, what up, man? Smell like doo-doo.
You don't even fucking know. That's the worst part.
Oh, yeah.
That's horrible. That's torture. I think I would rather smell shit. At least I can try to, like, vaporize it. You have to go around, go to sleep with Vicks on your chest every night.
Just try to Vicks on your
Vicks all
now
over
you
your
smell
body.
Like stingy Vicks and shit. That's probably worse than just shit, honestly.
I don't know, bro. Did
you ever take a shit and then put, like, air fresheners where
it smells kinda... like, it smells like stinky fresh air.
Smells like a shitty, babbling brook breeze.
Like you went to Bath & Body Works and bought the shit flavor. The shit scent.
It smells like a summer evening breeze and poop. It's not good.
It just smells like when niggas is in eighth grade and niggas just spray Axe all over their stinky body after gym.
Yeah, the
like, nigga, you still stink.
It's not a shower, my nigga.
You still stink.
And we
bro.
Was all just walking around like. And the hardest shit inside. Now I get like, I used to get mad at all the girls like, yo, work harder. We try to win this meaningless gym game.
Bitch, I'm trying not to stink for the rest of the day because it's second period. We have 10 left.
The rest of the day is here. You know what? You women are smart. Look at you, you crafty ladies.
I get it now.
I get it now. Back then.
Back then, I'm like, yo, try harder.
Back then, I'm trying to win this T-ball.
I'm trying to win this what's the ultimate frisbee game.
I'm trying to win roller scooter soccer, bitch.
And you're not even scooting.
You're not even scooting, no. Why your white teeth still white? That's got you better have these yellow pits in the yellow stains in the pits for honor.
Oh man.
Yeah, but so what are you going with?
I think I'll rather smell shit.
Smell shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go with that as well.
Watched it on my lunch break today while I was eating.
Gonna watch it again tonight.
Alright, he just keeps like mentioning the fact that his lunch break is an hour. I really don't like it.
You don't have an hour lunch break?
It's 30 minutes. He's a slave. What can you do with 30 minutes?
Nothing.
I was at Popeye's on Friday for longer than 30 minutes.
Listen, man, it takes me 15 minutes to prepare for my hour lunch.
Nah. First of all, my lunch is an hour. My lunch starts at 12.
Yeah.
I'm already headed to lunch at 11:50. Just to get that grace period.
Yeah, yeah, get a little grace period.
Yeah.
So tell us about your lunch break.
So basically... When I had to get ready for my 30-minute lunch, it could go one of two different ways. I could either have my lunch already prepared, which I usually do the same morning in a rush frenzy. So when I do it that way, I get a rush frenzy. I usually get a turkey and cheese with some chips that I put in a sandwich bag. An apple if I'm feeling healthy. And I steal water from the office. And I munch on that.
I won't lie, man.
And huddled in front of my iPhone for entertainment. Hopefully I don't have anything that has to be microwaved.
Because
2 minutes in a microwave is...
Precious time.
Two minutes in a microwave equals 12 minutes in real time. Miraculously. So by the time I get my Hot Pocket out... I got 8 minutes left.
And you gotta let that bitch cool down.
You know I gotta let it cool, so...
There's another four.
I got 4.5 minutes to shove it down my throat hole. With a Capri Sun. Before I gotta clock back in. That's option A. And option B.
This song is fucking
much
good.
More heroin. Think I can either eat out.
So where can you eat out?
Now I can do DoorDash, Uber Eats, and eat that mother take that motherfucking $6 delivery free up my ass.
Oh yeah.
Or
oh man,
I think that delivery free up my ass.
Nah, it adds up because you're like, oh, the food's not that expensive, and then they add the delivery fee
attached. You get that like five.
It's like two meals.
Three, nigga.
So, and then most of the times, which I've had to stop doing since I'm trying to be healthy. Luckily, there's a McDonald's right across, and I mean right across the street from my job. And when I mean right across the street,
like, I was at a job on Friday. Yeah, it's right, like,
right across the street. Throw rock even then, yeah. If I go there during peak lunch hours,
yeah, it's going to take 15, I'm waiting about
minutes. 8 to 10 minutes to get my food. And then I had to go into the near parking lot of this McDonald's
and devour it and
shove it down my throat.
Down your throat hole.
Like Batlands.
While my fucking, yeah, like I'm a Kobayashi in a hot dog eating
Kobayashi.
And then don't be on the situation to be like, oh, we don't have your food right now. Go wait in the front.
Oh, no.
That's another 5 minutes.
Oh, no. Fuck.
I'm being fired.
So I gotta watch fucking The Office on Netflix on my car mounted, on my car now.
And your 15 minute fix.
So I can feel like a human.
What song is
that? And then I gotta allow myself 5 minutes to get back to the office. It's called I Be So Glad When the Sun Go Down. It speaks to my soul, really. I'd be so glad when quitting time rolled around.
It's quitting time.
So that's my life. That's my 30 minutes.
That was your 30 minutes just right there. That was about 30 minutes real time. Lunch break time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get an hour, thank goodness.
Yeah, you can't do nothing with 30 minutes.
I think I went home one time.
Yeah. No, bro, I dropped my car.
You went home?
I've come back here.
Nah, like 2 weeks ago, I dropped my car, got an oil change, and then went back to work.
What a flex.
Wait. That's your boy, Corey. One of my favorite moments comes from the episode Condom Justice, where me and my beloved friend, Michael, we get into a minor spat over...
I really don't like... bring it up, because now I might get mad all over and just hurry up.
Right, well, I'll just say this, we still don't disagree. This was a special moment in my life because this was the last time me and all my friends were all together. Adam, rest in peace, we love you.
Love you, bro.
And, we love you. And
he was in the room.
When we recorded this, he was with us on that trip. This was a moment of
did
humor.
He side with you in this bullshit or did
he did, yeah. So yeah.
Well, nigga.
Yeah, so yeah. That's probably my favorite moment thus far.
Guys don't know. Yeah, just we have a minor. You guys will decide if it's minor or not. So here's Corey's favorite clip from Condom Justice. What episode number is that? Do you know? I think it's around 60 or
like
so.
78,
70, something like that.
I think
it's like 68 somewhere. Yo, you can see it. Here's that clip coming right up. All right, check it out.
Huh? Oh, yes. Yes, we went to the pool party.
Now, yes. Up until this point, if you're listening to the podcast, you're like, yeah, this shit's kind of fucking boring. I don't give a fuck about what they're talking about and how they got there. Now we get to the mixy part. All right, guys. Remember last time when I was talking about the dynamics of the podcast, the different pairings of such, and how the dynamics are as such?
Mm-hmm.
And I said as such two times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you thought the Mixy Boys, not the Mixy Boys, the City Boys, if you thought the City Boys were City Boys in Philly, oh boy. Were their pussies wetter than this aquarium out in Vegas? These niggas had the Wonder Twin powers, and they were like going to beam wave and just signal beaming to each other all weekend.
Oh, man.
And they just had a goal. There was like debauchery and sin and coochie till the end. And it all came to a head at this pool party. I'll let them tell their parts in a minute, but I gotta say it from my view. Right? So let's put the dynamic. Before we even left, these niggas, including RT, because I saw him, he tried to be slick. These niggas are doing sit-ups and crunches and push-ups before the function to get some definition going.
Get some pump, man.
Yeah,
some
whatever. Pump. Yeah,
gotta get some pump.
That's like beating your dick before you get some pussy to make sure it's more medium hard.
Exactly.
So you look like you got a show, horse.
Yeah.
Whatever, nigga.
A show horse. Yeah.
You got a show stallion.
A show stallion.
He's ready to chop.
Dick's
out
the
trot. Yeah. So, I mean, we go there, you know what I mean? It's like this club. It's called Daylight. Shout out to Daylight. That's very nice. Very nice establishment. Club with the pool, DJs and all that. All that fun. We get there. We, you know, we do the fake baller thing. We get like a little cabana space.
Oh, we paid $92 off Rippington, by the way.
Huh?
$92. Because I owed for that. Like, so I had to pay for that, like, because I didn't get my money yet.
Oh.
Mind you, I just paid, like, first of all, this trip. Don't go to L.A. and Vegas.
Yo, don't go to the West Coast.
I learned that the hard way.
You had to have at least a rack or two.
Do one or the other. Because you will go out there and spend mad bread. But, yeah, I had to come off some bread off rip for that one.
So, yo, we get there, right? Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know what's something about the water or the sunlight or the music that got these two acting up.
It was the combination.
But they just fused together like fucking Voltron and became Super City Boy. They did the fusion dance of Dragon Ball Z.
And touch fingertips.
And they became Kelsey. And they was acting
like I actually don't like that.
Yo, that's fucking
I don't like that.
Oh Jesus.
We need another one.
Nah, Kelsey.
It can't be Kels.
It can't be Kels.
Hell no. Not Kelsey. We're gonna have to we'll think about it. We'll marinate.
Nah, I like it. We're good. Kelsey until further notice.
Oh yikes.
So all right, so it was a nice little spot, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all agree?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was nice.
Very fun, very dope. Fun.
Yeah.
So basically the way it's set up, it was like you had the VIP cabana area where it's like three or four little sections where you could get food and drinks, and we got a lot of those. Everybody was drinking, especially my man to my left right here, old Corey, man.
drunk.
And you would think, because he's notoriously like a lightweight, and you would think all this drinking he's been doing, because we did a lot of drinking on this trip, you would thought it would build his tolerance up.
Not at all.
Not a bit. This nigga was like, it's like, nigga had two shots, and he was ready to fucking risk it all.
Yeah, oh, that's exactly what.
And sometimes when you risk it,
you gotta get the biscuit.
He get the biscuit, or the biscuit got him. So, boom, we in there. It's a VIP cabana area, and it's got a little mini pool just for the VIP section.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's a big pool for the peasants. Obviously, we didn't mix it up in there too much because, you know, rich niggas.
Yeah, we're in a cabana.
We got our own pool.
We literally had our own pool in that section.
Yeah, we were mixing it up with everybody. Like, it was white girls, black girls. We started off with some white girls. I mean, Corey had a blast with that.
Corey had a blast.
Elsie was chatting up a lot of white women, and I was concerned.
They were from London. I was just talking.
Yeah,
I was just chatting.
He's talking to Beverly.
You're talking to Rachel.
Help.
Nah, I was just literally. I was drunk as fuck. So
yeah,
it didn't matter.
So we saw these three girls wanted to come into the section, and they had looked scrumptious. And this is when the evening turns up a notch. I'll let somebody take it away from here.
Yeah, so. Yeah, as soon as you hear the voice, you're like, who's it gonna be?
Who's the slut?
All right. I'm a thug. Give me lit.
So, like he said, the three girls, they came to like the pool area
because
they didn't even have a cabana, so they were just in there.
They was out there fishing for sure.
Yeah, they were definitely fishing.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
we had, because I didn't jump in. Interrupt you, but I had seen them walk by like three or four times.
Big facts.
So I'm like, they're lurking for something here. I wonder, and then they came up and talked to RT on the side, one of them chicks. See, this is what I noticed about women that, you know, that pisses, it kind of enlightens me. It makes me happy, but it pisses me off even more. Like, they know what they want, and they don't play no games when it's time to not play games. So it makes it even madder when they do. So it's like, These chicks were organized and efficient, and they had a goal in mind.
Oh, it was an attack.
And yeah, yeah. It was an organized,
yeah, it was a strategized
blitzkrieg-like attack. Like it was World War II, and they were the Allied alliance.
Yeah, basically.
The Italians and Germans coming to defeat us, the British, the Union, and the French, and all that shit, nigga. Mm-hmm. They came and organized. They said, this one, that one, right? So the chick came, and then they was like, oh, they were real nice. They said, what'd they say? They said they want to come to the section, right?
Yeah, yeah. Not they, and they came to the section.
Right.
So then they get in the water, and like, they start talking to like us or whatever. So then I go back to the cabana to put my phone down. Because I'm about to get in the water.
Right, right.
So then I get in the water, and now mind you, it's three girls. Two of them are black, and one of them is white. So then the white girl kind of signals me over. She's like, come here. And she's like, are you in a relationship? And I was like, no. She was like, oh, okay, good, because my friend wants to talk to you.
Boom. I'll take over now. This happens.
Shut up. I got it from here.
Gotcha. This happens within 8 minutes of arriving to the section.
You're being generous now. I'm saying five.
So... He's in the pool, right? All right, so mind you, a couple of us in the group, because there's one that's a stallion and niggas is trying. It's a clear hierarchy. There's a stallion, yeah. A mid-stallion, and then the whitey. Let the whitey, you know what I mean, you know, play point guard Steve Nash. Go somewhere. Niggas is going for motherfucking... Yeah. Cool. Sean Marion and Stoudemire. We want them.
We want
the studs. We want the bigs. You know what I mean? In the paint. We try to get to the paint.
Yeah, try to get to the painted area.
Get your broken nose ass somewhere else, Steve. He gets in the pool. Like, they interact a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to name no names. One of us tried to get at it. Was not successful. Took it like a G on the chin though. Shout out for that. Oh shit! I gotta edit that. Hold on.
I didn't. I was drunk. I didn't see it. I didn't even see that.
Happen. Edit point 32 minutes. Yep. Boom. Somebody write that down. Edit point 32 minutes.
Yeah, we got you.
We got shit.
You were doing good. You didn't say anything. Why did you just? You got a Tourette's, nigga.
I was going for shock value, but then I forgot. You know what I mean?
Too shocking.
Yeah, too shocking. So boom. So I guess Corey comes up, and I guess they do a little talk, or they dance with each other, or something. Because Corey's very lit at this point. He's got the tunnel vision. I see it in his eyes. So boom, he gets up, goes away. Now I see the girl talking to her white friend. They do something that's very magical. That I thought only us niggas did. They dab each other up.
What?
Yes.
Yes. They dab each other up. She goes to the white girl, says, he is so cute. And she goes, yeah. And she says, I quote, I would fuck him all night long. And I said, Corey's got it. And that demo, I was like, oh, he's got it.
You can't.
Oh my God, JR. It's about to be a slobber knocker.
My God.
And you continue.
So I get back in the pool, and then once she tells me that, like, her friend's trying to talk to me, I guess you could say walk over to the friend.
So efficient.
Because her legs are open at this point. So I just get in between her legs, and then, like, my back is towards her. So now she starts, like, massaging my shoulders and shit. We start dancing or whatever. Now, I'm lit right now. So I'm kind of seeing how everything's forming, and I, like, tap Julian. I'm like, go talk to the friend so we could just set this up because the energy's good. City boy, you know what I'm saying?
Because the energy's good.
Nah, the energy's good. So, like, and then my other boy, I'm not going to say his name, he's occupying another friend. So us three are occupying them, right? So, like, Julian goes off to the bar, and then, like, her hand begins to, like, go down. So, like, now she's giving me a hand job in the pool, right?
The pool that we're all in, by the way.
Yeah, which is wild.
We're still in this pool, by the way.
The first line he has crossed.
Yeah, so, all right.
the first of many. Oh, man. First of all, listen, if we're telling this whole story, I better strap the fuck in, all right? Because it's not getting bumpy, boy.
So, we're going to take some questionable turns.
All right, so like now she's giving me a hand job in the pool. And this is for like a substantial time.
And I'm less than a meter away.
Yeah, so I'm looking at Mike.
Making eye contact.
I'm like,
him.
Yeah.
Are you getting your meat jerk? And then I look at her.
And she's like, yes, I'm jerking his meat.
Yeah. Yes! These bitches are real. I'm like, yo, this is a savage we're dealing with.
So like, I'm looking at Mike. He's looking at me. I'm like, Mike, walk me through this.
I don't know. 7 centimeters dilated. I don't know.
I was like,
So then,
cucumber steak better pickle.
So then, she like whispers in my ear. She's like, "Are you staying at the Mandalay Bay? Because that's where the
hotel.
Yeah, that's the hotel. Yeah, that we're at.
I just wanted close access.
Yeah, and I was like, nah, I'm at an Airbnb like 8 minutes away. I lied. It was really 5. So she's like, I think we should get out of here. Let me just talk to my friends real quick. So then, Julian's over at the bar.
When I saw this girl giving him the hand job, I looked at her in her eyes, and she looked at me. You know how when you look at a little girl for too long, like a grade school girl, she does that thing with her head, like she's like, after first she's like, hand job, nigga.
No.
Jeez. So then, she gets her stuff. And I knew I had to stop at the gas station to go get condoms. So I was like, I can't Uber because I don't know how to do like the two-way Uber thing.
Right.
So I was like, all right, I gotta get the rental.
Y'all had to bite into the strip club.
All the father figures are sick. They were shaking them.
Oh man!
Damn, no picture. Give me a picture.
A picture from the inside the strip club.
Yeah, you
couldn't. No, they were serious.
They were very strict.
Oh wait, we didn't even get to that part yet. We storytelling right now, so we
record. They was at the strip joint.
We ain't get to that point yet.
So then, shout out to my stepdad.
Shout out to Mr. J.
Crazy.
Wild.
So I knew my boy Adam had the keys to the rental. So I pull up on Adam like, yo, I'm going back to the spot. Let me get the car keys. So he gives me the keys and he gives me the ticket for the garage. Ticket's fucking soaking wet. Cause I guess it was in his pants. Soaking wet. So now I'm like, fuck. So now we're walking.
How long did it take you to find the car?
I said, he didn't know where the car was at. He didn't find the car.
This is how determined I was to get this.
This nigga's cheap as shit. He didn't even ask me for the bread for the ticket. He just said, nah, I got that shit. Because you had to pay for that.
I did have to
pay. You didn't realize. I'm about to say, you probably didn't realize that.
No, I was determined. I was like, no, I need this. No, she
had coochie vision.
Nah, she was a stallion.
Nah, she was fine, y'all.
Yeah, so look.
She was fine in the motherfucker, y'all.
She was fine. Wait, I didn't even get there yet. So then, like, so then I put my dumb ass. The shit's so wet, but I'm still trying, right? I put the ticket in the machine.
That wasn't the only time I have.
Yeah, all right. Can I tell the story? God damn. Man, so then the machine rejects the ticket off rip. So there's like an intercom you have to call. I call them. We get that situated. So now I'm headed
to the. Crazy. Through all this, her coochie is still wet.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Nah, she was like, she was just like, oh, by the way, what's your name? I'm like, shit.
What'd you say? He said Dwight.
Yeah.
So I'm bored. Tell him about when we was in the pool.
So look, right? So I was like, well, where are you from? She was like, I'm from Inglewood, and like I spent some time in Crenshaw. And then she was like, are y'all Crip? Because Mike had on a blue bandana. So I was like, nah, I'm not a Crip, but my boy is, though.
Oh, my God.
So then I forgot about it.
It's something about danger that set up.
It is. That's why I did that. That's why I did that.
I had the blue bandana. I'm like, why are bitches coming up to me trying to
dance? Yeah, what is this?
Yeah.
I'm like, bitches love danger.
That's why I did that. So then I drive back to the spot and I put the, you know, we go in the Airbnb and then, you know.
You know.
So then, all right. So wait. Let me just say this.
Now,
me and again, like Mike said, we were the last ones to get to the Airbnb. Mm. So me and Mike, I didn't have a bed. I was sleeping on the couch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I needed a bed for her.
Now.
Give me the mic back.
To the issue.
Give me the mic back.
Now, I am back at daylight, mm-hmm. enjoying daylight in the pool.
Like the
now
rest
we get a we have a group chat for this trip. Mm. I get a group chat. Let me give.
If you can find that, you're a wizard.
I know, but I need it.
I'll try to find it too.
I need to find it, and it's like, it was so shocking.
Just talk a little.
Yeah, somebody. So, yeah, thanks for texting me that at a point, Corey. So, boom, he says something to the effect of needed a bed, using Mike's bed. That's it.
Yeah, it was basically kind of cryptic.
So,
like that.
in this, I just so what's the, can I read this? Sent from New Mirror. Headed to Airbnb now. Take y'all time. Just got condom. Using Mike's bed. Now I obviously hit dislike on. Adam hit dislike.
Mike
on.
Disliked this message.
Adam disliked just got condom.
Wild boy.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Wild boy.
Bro, we're not joking here.
So issue. I'm like, okay. I'm like, nigga, the fuck. And now they're making me. Everybody's making me look like the bad guy for having other people having sex on my bed. He's like, "Yo, man, you gotta take one for the team. Yo, Corey would have did the same thing for you.
I would have."
And I mean, that's dandy in the whole Boy Scout spirit of the shit. But nigga, it's my bed and her juices and your juices on my bed. Yes. Now, at this point in the story, you're probably thinking, Mike, you're overreacting. It's just a little coochie. It's your man.
It's just a little splooge.
You know what I mean? You gotta let your mans do that. That's man. Like you gotta let that you gotta let that happen. More to the story. I get back. We get back. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think. Oh, it's time to get some shut on my bed. He says, "Oh, couldn't find. I actually before y'all got here." I took the condom off. I don't know where it's at.
You act like it's a GPS on this shit.
Yeah, he didn't say it right. He said, "Hold on, we're about to walk into the bedroom." He says, "Hold on, Mike, let me turn on the light so I can look for the condom. I couldn't find it."
I couldn't. You know, you won't have to rewind because I'll say it again. He says, "I could not locate the condom that was just on my penis
in your
bed." Now clearly I have an issue with this. And I go, "Bro, what are you doing that you just left the condom? Why? How? What?"
All right.
Explain.
To my defense.
When you watch out, Stu. Are you gonna tell what you did?
Exactly.
No,
stop. I'm saying, watch how fucking stupid this is.
First of all, when y'all walked in, when you had texted me like, "Yo, we're about to pull up to the Airbnb," mm. I had just put her in the Uber, so I had just walked inside. Mm. You know, when y'all had walked in, so it's not like I had time to like regroup and clean up.
Of course,
y'all were not that.
You had plenty of time, nigga. We knew what you was doing. We weren't your parents.
I'm about to say, make sure we stalled for
a minute. No, y'all stalled. I respect y'all for that. No, y'all stalled, but like.
When, it wasn't long
when
enough.
When she pulled off, Julian texted me. He was like, "Yo." So I never went back upstairs. I was like, "Yo, they about to walk back in." Yeah. So, yeah. And then I told you that I didn't find the condom.
Ah.
Yeah.
That makes it better.
Because I could have just let you sleep in.
Hey, bud. Heads up.
I can't find my kids.
They may be where you sleep. Not 100% sure. Now, I'm like, "Corey, can you please look for this condom? If it's not too much trouble." He's giving me a fit.
No, not RT.
You're gassing me.
He's giving me shit.
You're gassing.
He should have hopped, skipped, and jumped.
Yeah.
But I had to ask twice.
All right.
Now, but mind you, he didn't look for the condom as soon as we got in the house, though.
He waited until I'm about to put my face in the pillow. He's like, oh, oh wait. Eat gas.
I remember I was showered, ready to go. I'm like, yo, I'm in my bed chilling. And that's when I heard y'all, Corey, talking about, yo, can't find the condom. Gonna go look for it.
Mind you, this is come up. Our team, because we share a room, he was already asleep in his bed. So he's in condom world, unbeknownst, and he's deep in REM sleep.
He's all in the rim.
Yeah. Ugh. So, all right. So he's going in there. Mm. He looks for a couple minutes. He comes back out. This, and I promise you, this is what he said to me in front of Adam and in front of our boy Ant. He said, all right, you good. And then to which I replied, did you find the condom? Nah. But you good.
You good, though. Because if I can't find it, that means you're not going to find it.
I said, my nigga, no, I'm not. Nothing is good. Because I swear on the Almighty, if I lay in this bed and there's condom on anywhere, and I'm like, if I wake up and there's condom in my glasses, I'm going to come down next to them stairs and beat the dog shit out of you. He goes, all right, let me check again. Looks again for another 5 minutes. Comes back out. Adam, what do you say?
All right, you good. What? As he rubs the back of his head, so you know he lying like shit.
You good. Did you find the condom? Nah. But you good. Repeats this process another one or two times.
Like three times. Like, mind you, after the third time, I'm nervous because I don't
it could be anywhere.
He was checking his bed. Because I yanked it off. I don't know where this. I don't.
This nigga threw it over his head like it was a bouquet.
This nigga threw it like it was Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, take it off. Land it.
It could have been anywhere. And at this point, like, you could tell RT's getting kind of nervous, so he gets out of his bed.
I got the fuck up too.
Because the radius started of just my bed.
Yeah.
And because this search has not been fruitful, the radius of the
condom is getting wider and wider.
Wider and wider. It's literally like the first 48 where the crime scene is like this many meters.
Uh-huh.
By the end of the 48 hours, it is just spread and there's no evidence. And then, eventually, he finds this condom. And he's just bewildered at the fact that I am upset with him. Because all this time I've been left sleepless because we're looking for condoms. And then he goes, all right, bet. I found it. Cool. And I'm like, sir, there's still the issue of the sheets. Those didn't just materialize and clean themselves. Mm-hmm. And he just said, well, what do you want now? Like, I'm bothering him. So basically, we just switched sheets. He took the comforter. I slept in the comforter, which I don't know. I ran the risk because he's my bully. Mm-hmm. But he definitely took the sheets because I know his ass was on them sheets.
They were.
So he got those to sleep in. Mm-hmm. And then, so my question to the audience, we'll put a poll. Was I wrong in my zealousness of like searching for condom justice? Because I don't think I was wrong.
Is that the name of the episode? Condom Justice.
Condom Justice. Look, we're the greatest. We are the
greatest. But here's my beef. You was upset with me before we even got to that point. You was upset when you walked in the Airbnb. You didn't know that the condom was there or not.
No, but I knew sex took place on my bed.
Mike, where was I supposed to do it? On the couch?
In the other myriad of beds.
Yeah, there was nothing. There was literally eight other beds.
Look, three beds, float bed.
This is
air bed.
This is My thought process.
It's a couch. She was a slut.
Look, no, she's not.
She's not. She was a lovely young lady.
Yeah, she was cool. So look, all right.
But I don't give a fuck about her. Fuck her on the couch.
So look, I didn't want to fuck her on the couch because I didn't want y'all to walk in and see us, right?
I was
betting on it.
I came in.
And look, I didn't want to do it in Keenan's room because it was like five niggas staying in that room.
There was, right? I didn't
want to do it in Ant's room. He's the bachelor. We here for him. So which was left? Your room, right?
Right.
And then you my man. So like you were the happy. You my man.
You my man. He's like me and RT cool, but he's like, oh, man,
we not condom cool. Yeah, we not Trojan rubber cool. But me and Mike, we go way back.
That's what I'm saying. You should be obliged.
What?
Do y'all hear this nigga? Do y'all hear this nigger?
He's wildin'. He's really wildin'. You should be obliged.
You should be happy to have my dick juice where you sleep, you peasant.
And mind you, if he took the condom off, that means it went places.
Where was it at? Where'd you find it?
Where did I find it? I was on the ground.
So, I could have had condom toe. I was very condom toe. If I woke up in the middle of the night going to pee and I got a fucking
slip.
A condom toe sock.
Slip on it like it was a banana.
Oh, God. So, that happened. We got through that.
Yeah.
What happened the next day?
That was part two.
Yeah, we slept all day. We were supposed to go back and we didn't.
I sure didn't.
Well, Mom, how are you? Cue the buck. All right. So look, when me and old girl would come to the house, right, and you would let us sleep in the basement, What did you think was going on?
Bible study.
Nothing. We was all in the house.
We was in the basement alone. But-
He put on that Jodeci side. Yeah, he was like, yo, everybody's upstairs.
With a house full of people?
We had the whole room. It was a floor to ourselves.
It's not really a floor. Because my mom was up and down all night.
Mom, no, for real. You would close and... No, you're not remembering because... We would be in the basement, right?
You wasn't in the basement.
We were in the basement.
You was in the den.
Whatever. It was the lowest section of the house, correct?
No.
No, yes, Mom. We were in the basement. Mom, I'm telling you. We would go in the basement.
Then you went down there.
What
age was this?
No, no, no.
What age was this?
This was like 20 or this was like teens?
No, he was like 18, 19. 16. No, he wasn't 16. He was like 18.
Mom, Tyler was born. I was definitely 16 or 17. So about the max.
Junior year of high school?
Junior year.
Okay.
Junior, sophomore year, junior year of high school, definitely. Man. So we would go in the basement. You would close and lock the door. So I thought you was alley-ooping it to me. At that point,
I
was waiting for you to throw down a condom. Like, yo.
Yep.
It would have no look past. Like, hey.
Speaking of which, sure, do you remember the time he came home from college and Kamani found your bag? He bought his duffel bag home.
That was bad.
Might have been freshman year.
It was
my
freshman year.
And he had a whole slew of them. I'm like, what in the world? Jay was like, well, Lazy's being safe.
They were on sale.
Shut up.
I had to get the mega pack.
They were on sale.
She had them.
What is this?
Okay, now this is...
I can't.
What is
this? But the craziest part about that, my mom sent me a picture of it. She was like, you need to put your stuff away. I was like, what are you talking about?
I thought I was giving y'all some time to be by yourself.
We were by ourselves.
No, they were by themselves.
Together.
As one.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
That is nasty.
One in the butt. I'm thinking, do I want to shadow your world again?
No, please don't shadow my world again. I'm done.
Why are you getting married soon?
How many times did y'all swim in that pool?
What pool?
What?
Y'all had a pool? What, the pool in the backyard?
Man, you know.
Oh!
You bet not tell me no crazy.
Please tell me that had chlorine in it. Okay.
It did.
Does chlorine come out of the hose?
This is
the who?
But Mom, it was after the cookout, so everything was good.
What? People were there?
Wait, was anybody home?
Sure. But it was late.
So you left out the house and went and got in the pool?
Yeah.
Oh, they was like, yeah. Oh, all right, gosh. we going out back to swim.
Where were these girls from? Township?
Nah, she wasn't from Township.
She was from like Medford.
Like, what?
Like
Browns Mills.
Oh yeah, just say, no, you should have said Browns Mills or Pemberton. Yeah. You should have said Browns,
but not Medford.
He tried to make it sound good. He was like, she's from like Medford Lakes, more so on the Browns Mills side, closer to Pemberton. Kinda near.
He has my stomach hurt.
He really tried to spice that up. It's funny if you really know that area. If you know that area, you know what Michael was dealing with here, and he really tried to make that sound so much better.
I am destroyed. You are nasty.
Hey, man. This man was in the pool.
Yes. And y'all, I'm swimming in there. Oh, God. And a lot of times, my mouth was open.
And they're just, hey, man, pool sure is cold today.
Why is it warm right here?
That's nasty.
Michael.
All right. Yeah. So, While we're making it uncomfortable, have you ever heard your mom and your dad get go at it before?
Go at it?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Y'all need to get on Twitter because you hear this. You see all these stories. You see how we're pretty desensitized right now. Nothing matters to us anymore. Our souls are left our bodies.
You heard me?
I'll just say one night. I stayed up later than I should. And I heard some things.
Who was it? Santa Claus?
If Santa Claus was getting it in.
I don't even know what you
mean. He was living in LaGorse, and then how my room was right next to y'all room.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All I heard was, and then like a few minutes later, I don't know, it wasn't my dad's greatest night. Like, a few minutes later, I just heard the TV on. I'm like, well, yeah. The nightmare. Get ready for the nightmares.
That wasn't
his best performance.
Pops wasn't on his A game. Because I definitely was like,
what's wrong with you?
Yes.
It is bad.
I'm like, the whole A-side, Dad? Are you sure? Was it like the verse of track one, maybe? The leading to the bridge?
The chorus.
I hope your father's listening to this.
Yeah, he got to listen now. We got to stop.
Yo, it's your boy Quashe, a.k.a. Q. I'm going to go with probably the first episode I listened to. I was a little late to the party. Is episode 69, O2 Buick, legendary episode with my brother from another mother, CJ. Shout out to my day one bro, CJ. So it's going to be a clip of CJ talking about him Googling porn in Spanish and how he used to try to sneak the jerk off in his house so kills didn't catch him. So stick around, check out this clip from my bro CJ. Peace.
This podcast has been off the rails for like the past 10 minutes. We just fucking
past 10 minutes.
That's it.
Be a hidden episode.
Yeah, this is a good one right here.
This is a good one. We're at 2.5.
Oh, shit. Oh, they deserve it because we're not going to be here next week. Fuck y'all. I'm going to be in Vegas.
Here. It's like, nigga, here.
Listen, half now, half next week, dickhead.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Hour 15, nigga.
Stop it. Hold it till next week because you ain't getting shit.
You better edge yourself.
You better
edge it.
Oh my God, bro.
And then you stop. And then you come back next week.
There's nothing worse than when you like jerk, you trying to do the session, and then you've been like, you do like the trash nut where it dribbles out. Oh my God, like a bottle cap, like a bottle of soda that's been overflowing. It's like that shit dip just burping out nut. Like, I'm not ready yet.
He's just burping out.
Like, yo, he's whipping his dick out. Like he's at the angle where it's just ass and balls.
Nobody wants to nut on me.
Oh,
no.
Niggas start talking. Oh, fuck. What are you talking
about? I'm nutting. It's just a part of the beginning of the video. You want to fuck girls like me?
No, fuck.
I wasted it.
And you'd be like, what am I doing?
There's hot girls in your area.
Delran. Hot girls in Edgewater, New Jersey.
I don't live in Edgewater.
I'll give you some Edgewater.
Oh,
that was
genius.
Oh,
shit. You'd be like, oh, you know what?
I'm just going to sleep.
I'm going to just.
Oh my god, bro.
He said hot girls.
It's only one time. It's only one time where I like masturbated and then afterwards I was like,
oh.
I kind of almost felt sick at myself.
What would you watch?
I don't know if I want to say.
Oh, you got to say it now. We here.
Yeah, we're porn. Here, man.
What the fuck is nugget porn?
No arms, no legs. I went to boarding school, so I
mean. What?
It's called nugget porn.
Nugget porn,
and
no.
It's arms. Actually illegal in the United States.
Illegal?
No arms, no legs.
That should be illegal. Who the fuck is fucking nuggets?
You gotta go through the back pages for that.
Niggas out here fucking niggas out here fucking chicken nuggets.
They,
you know what?
They
used to have amputee porn. They took it away.
That's the same thing, isn't it?
But this is like completely limbless, and they have to be placed.
Are they enjoying? And they enjoy it?
Oh my
like,
god!
I mean,
that's like fucking the joint from the Oblongs.
That's a great show.
Down in the valley where the Buster Lina. Yeah, if you get all these references.
Yeah, you shout out to you. You're nasty.
You really could be my friend.
Yeah, you could be here. You'll survive the purge, yeah. Other than that, everybody else.
That reminds me in our childhood house, Kills, you might remember this.
Yo, me and CG.
We had a sunroom, so it was, it's clear. So it's separating the house, technically. And so it's like, it's late night. I'm like, okay, everybody sleep. Like,
oh, man.
That was where the
computer. You want to bust nuts in the sunroom?
That's where the computer was. So yeah. I'm like, all right, cool. I had a routine. I'll walk around the house. House is kind of, like, where is
it? Do around.
All the houses are big, so I'm like, making sure.
Walk around like a CO.
Everybody sleeps. So mom sleeps. Sister sleeps. So I didn't check Kills because he never would come up from the basement. Like, all right, cool. Boom. I'm just going to be stuck in here. I get it going. I load up the Acer. I start to...
I've been shouting like a motherfucker.
Especially saying, it's just a.
Remember when you're about to watch a movie and they do that stuff?
What the fuck?
So is he beating up with a lawnmower?
So it's funny because his room's in the basement, so I'm technically above his room.
Yeah.
And then so like the back door doesn't lock to the sunroom. So I gotta make sure that I get eyes on there, but I got eyes on the front room where I'm at. So I'm loading up. I go to maxporn.com, get into my groove, and then like the fucking basement door opens, and Kill just kind of peeks over the door. I was knocking my dick.
Nah, he's a sick man for peeking. He's a sick man for peeking. Because he has an idea what's going on.
No,
so he's like, I
want to
catch
it. It was definitely one of those things. He's walking himself. I know this nigga not beating his dick right now. I ain't peeing. He's like, this nigga definitely beating his dick.
Nah, man, because I got it.
Because I'd have been like, what you doing?
I was everywhere. Mama.
No, because I came up. I came up to get some water or something.
I looked at
CJ, and then we gave each other the side eye, and I just went back downstairs. We started dying.
And then my last one, I got a lot of stories. Last one. So, growing up,
you ever got caught?
This is about
not him, but okay.
I got caught.
So, that's a good one. So. I sleep on the couch in the living room. I used to when we lived there, where we lived. And so, like, I can't sleep. Like, I got insomnia. So, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. Cat House came on. Cat House is a great show.
Cat House is great TV.
So, Cat House is on. I'm, like, watching it, kind of. I'm watching it. It gets to the good part. So, like, I'm like, oh, let me, this is that time.
Two birds, one nut.
I do my round. Everybody's sleeping. Everybody's down sleeping.
This nigga walking around the house, dick going hard, doing rounds. So, you sleep?
Sticking out front from the flashlight.
He's
dick is a flashlight. Tapping on the door.
Is y'all waking here?
Doop doop.
And you know, using the, not use your finger to take the check to breathe, but use the dick like.
All right, sleep. Snoring. So I'm making sure it's all good. So it's all good. So you know, I got the jerkins out. It's starting to, you know, the mood's starting to get set.
The mood's starting to get set.
And so it's 4 a.m. So I hear. So I didn't know the newspaper. This is so it's like 2008.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
newspaper
yeah.
guys come around that time.
Yeah, yep.
So I hear a newspaper hit the door. So I jump up, ask Nick. I'm like, oh my god, mom! Somebody trying to break in. So I'm no! like trying to get myself together, trying
and
to.
CJ
like,
is really paranoid.
Trying to tell people that somebody's breaking the house. So I'm running. I'm like, you know, I'm getting my dick in my pants. I'm running around the house. I'm like, guys, it's a robbery. And then I realized what's on the TV, and so like. I just remember.
Oh, so you woke up the whole house.
Yeah, and then the
house. He's like, me.
So my mom's room is next to where the ledge is. So all she has to do is look over the ledge and she can see the TV.
Yeah.
So I just remember diving over the TV, dick like hard as hell, hitting the last button in it.
Oh,
and
then shit.
Hitting the last button in the couch.
George Lopez.
George Lopez. Always got to keep Nickelodeon
alive. That nigga stuck that landing hard as shit.
Oh, man. Stuck in the like a flag in the ground.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Oh, man. Shout out to you.
Now, Keels, you got caught.
You got a story?
I got caught. Yeah, my dad had a cable box. And so Channel 88 was the Playboy channel. And so there was a point.
Money.
Huh?
We did.
We did.
No, my dad just finessed shit. So there was a point in time where I would come home before everybody. This was like
freak man.
Fifth grade, sixth grade.
Oh yeah.
I would come home, like watch the Steve Harvey show. I was like, all right, I still got like 30 minutes to go watch some porn. So
nigga would get his giggles in his eye. Time to get down to business. Nigga, where's the meat?
He's like, all right, where's the meat? I've gotten that out of the way. Pulls out his briefcase.
Slap. 6'9", 6'9", opens up.
No, but I mean, I wasn't beating up then. I was just watching it. And so, all right, I go upstairs and I, you know, change the channel 88.
This is one of the best stories in the family. This is good.
And so I'm watching it. It was like a, think of like a Real World type
Playboy
thing.
That was a good show.
It was a good show. And then I was watching it, and then I fell asleep.
Oh,
and everybody came up.
I said, Dad!
I didn't even get in trouble.
I said, Ryan's watching the Nasty Channel. He's watching the Nasty Channel.
I didn't even get in trouble. I was like, all right.
I fell asleep. Because they knew your freak ass.
I fell asleep.
My butt was on the remote. It double tapped the button.
I said something stupid like that.
Oh, man,
I didn't get in trouble, so fuck it.
Oh man, I got one.
Everybody pointing and laughing and shit.
And booty teachers on the like, they might walk in the house and heard it, first of all. They'd be like, what the fuck is old move?
Yeah, I woke up, everybody was
in the room. Face.
Everybody was in the room. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know what happened.
That was too funny.
Oh, man.
Mike, what happened now?
All right. So this story involves a couple of my family members.
He's a Python packing machine. Little emo kid. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how he stuffs into his motherfucking.
He's like the boy from our gym class.
Chill. Niggas like to think I'm laughing, but that nigga was fucking.
That was the funniest
that nigga
day
was smuggling,
of my life.
That nigga was smuggling a loaf of bread in his bra.
Did we tell this story? I think you might have told us on like the first
word.
Episode.
I don't think I've ever said it, but I'm going to say it now.
I don't think I've ever said it.
We're going to take a break from John. We're going to do this other dude named Bradley. We'll call him Bradley.
Yeah, go with Bradley.
Bradley is a kid we went to high school with.
Yep. Very, very typical. Yep. Asian, smart Asian,
Asian American,
Asian American,
Asian and Caucasian.
Stereotypical kid.
Yeah.
Lee jeans.
Yeah.
Khakis.
Yep. Turtlenecks. Turtlenecks underneath the sweater.
Yes. Very, very JCPenney.
With the penny loafers.
Yeah. If you just took a mannequin out of JCPenney.
Yeah.
And gave it a personality, it would be this kid.
It would be Bradley.
But, lo and behold.
And we do mean low.
Low. And low, behold.
Low and behold.
Yo, this nigga Bradley, bro. This motherfucker.
Well, we had just like, we were getting dressed. We were getting dressed to go back.
Gym class.
Like, gym was over.
I want to say this is senior year. You know what I'm saying?
Some nigga stole my shorts that year.
Yo.
I'll never forget.
Niggas were stealing. I remember got stolen at the locker room, bro.
Yeah, I got my iPod stolen at the locker room. I know who did it, too.
Yeah. Bitch. That's why he's in jail now. Is he? I hope the justice system worked. If not, nigga, you'll be in there too. Dave. Yeah. I'm gonna say your name for real. You're a thief and a liar and a charlatan. That was not censored, and we're not editing it out. Dave is a thief.
Dave is a thief.
Back to Bradley. We protected his identity.
Yeah.
So we're in gym. You know what I'm saying? I have a locker next to the bro.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm very comfortable with myself.
Yep.
At the time, it's 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I'm woke, but not all the way woke.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, if I know a spectacle, I got to make a spectacle of it. So we're in gym, and I'm taking off my shorts, and I'm getting dressed. And my eye happens to go down low, below waist level.
Yeah, because we're getting dressed.
And I see that he has on his tidy whities. Very typical of a man such and such. No surprises there. But surprises where?
Oh, in his underwear.
In his underwear. not outside, but inside. And boy, you'd have thought he had a Poland Spring bottle in his drawers. I'm like, yo, I thought it was an illusion.
Yeah.
I was like, this nigga snuck a bottle of Bacardi in the gym class? He's a drunk.
Yo, why do you have the big bottle of Ciroc?
Why do you got a bottle of Barefoot Pink Moscato in your drawers, nigga?
Oh, man.
This nigga got a bottle of Simply Lemonade.
This nigga Mike yelled out, yo, this nigga Bradley got a big ass dick. And everybody, the whole gym class stopped like,
It went from confusion to word?
To curiosity.
To investigation. To, oh, shit! We went through a lot of phases.
And the funniest part about all of this, right?
That's fucking true.
And
nigga's huge.
He's very conservative, and he had this girlfriend all 4 years of high school.
And equally conservative.
And they were very nerdy. They used to just, like, hey, babe, kiss her on the cheek.
Rub each other's back while they walk. You know,
hold each other's books.
Very band campy.
very, very band campy. Very mathlete like.
Yes.
Very. But boy, we all found out why she was there.
Very AP bio. That's why she had a limp. She was taking that motherfucking meat rot. Jesus, the meatloaf.
Oh, man. Remember that episode of Family Guy when they showed the train trying to go in the small tunnel?
That's the, that's what it's like.
Oh,
I'm like,
God,
this nigga snuck a loaf of wheat bread. This is amazing. Nigga is humongous. But what even offsets more how huge he was, it was in tidy whiteys.
It was tidy whiteys, bro.
The wrapping does not represent the present on the inside. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's like putting an Xbox One in a Target plastic bag. You need a pizza box. Yeah, in a pizza box. I'm not expecting what I opened.
Oh, man.
Sure, but shout out to you, Bradley. I hope you're running the world somewhere.
Definitely out here ruining some lives.
Yo, bitch suck his dick, she'll get CTE. CTE, nigga.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was the funniest shit ever, bro. I was in there fucking crying.
But it was only funnier because it was fucking true. Like, I wasn't just talking.
Nobody was just
chatting.
Look at his dick. Like, no.
We're like, yo, we need, should we call
Animal Control?
Should we call Ripley's Believe It or Not? We need to call Guinness.
Guinness.
We need to make a claim.
Oh, my God. That shit was so funny.
And I don't understand how his mile times were so good, how he had to carry that.
That nigga definitely got scoliosis.
That nigga would run a mile in like 7 minutes flat. How are you doing this? With this motherfucking load in your pelvis.
Oh, he said he ran a 7 minute mile.
That nigga ran 7 minutes flat. Dragging that monster cock. That nigga's a stud.
Mind you, he's like real scrawny. He was like 5 feet tall.
He was barely 100 pounds. I promise you. And 30 of it was in his fucking tighty whities. I promise you. He was a small man. With a big man.
Oh my God.
Jesus. He's a stud. He's a scholar. And man, I hope good things are happening for you in your life. I'm gonna Facebook him.
I'm sure he's on there.
We'll see how he's doing.
Oh man.
Speaking of big things.
Oh my God.
Nah, I don't know how to transition. Wait,
how do you transition?
We went so left. We went from our week to just how big one of our
classmates, fellow alumni.
But to be fair, he was huge. The ratio was so appalling.
Yo, Adam really hates when you talk about this shit. But,
yeah,
I just thought about it.
But was he there? Was he there?
He wasn't there. But that's how much we talked about it.
But it's a marvel. Nigga, if I go see one of the seven wonders of the world,
I'm going to chat about it.
It's going to be a talking point for me.
Oh, yes, that one time.
You think when Christopher Columbus discovered America, he was like, nah, you know, let's just skip that part of my life. I saw great things. And I need to shout it from the mountaintop.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, that's the first time I felt insecurity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we spent about 15 minutes on...
That didn't stop you from becoming a thug, huh, Mom?
Nah.
Thug life?
Nah.
My mom was a thug.
A thug?
No, I just used to fight a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I had to survive.
Huh? What's your record? Did you win more than you lost?
Oh, I lost nothing. I'm undefeated.
Undefeated. I feel like that's what they all say.
I'm definitely undefeated.
I believe it.
I'm definitely undefeated.
I'm definitely undefeated.
That's funny.
And they've all been consistent.
I'm definitely
my
undefeated.
My mother was a roughneck. And
I used to have to fight all the time over his father.
Oh my gosh. You was knocking him out?
Oh man. All the time.
Yeah, your dad definitely has to hear this now. we're gonna have to listen to this with him.
Your mom said that? Oh, I bet.
Okay, yeah.
My mom got stab wounds and all.
Oh my goodness!
I used to really fight a lot.
Damn. Happy you're still here. Young. That's crazy.
A lot.
Man, I can't.
I mean, I could be in the house sleep, and girls would come to the house. Tiff, these girls around here, we about to fight. Come, I had to get up. Put my clothes on.
Put your Vaseline on.
Yep. And run out the door and run around the street.
Dang. So they used to call you when it was time to fight. It was like, you better stop playing. You better get two.
Muscle.
Oh, you was the muscle. The enforcer, yeah.
Get Tiny T.
Dang.
I used to fight all the time.
Dang. Mom, did you ever fight?
No.
I'm about to say, you're 4'11". I don't think you're really fighting anybody. It wasn't much of a fight if it was.
I wasn't with the fighting crew.
You're the arguer.
Yeah, oh yeah. I could talk now.
I feel like that's why I don't fight. I don't fight. I don't. No, I can fight. I'm athletic.
Confrontational.
No, I mean,
wow. So,
that's because in Newark you have to fight.
Yeah. Oh yeah, in the area. Yeah. See where you grew up. See,
that's consistent. Yeah. So
when
with,
I, right. It's just like I brought it here when I moved here because I got in trouble so much. Then my mom was like, "You want to move with your grandmother in North Jersey, South Jersey?
Right?
Yeah. You gotta go." So I move up here and I did the same thing.
Continued.
And now that you moved to city,
that's when you moved to bullying.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Then it's like when I got to high school.
You taking lunch money?
I
oh my God.
More of a that's funny. Thing.
That's funny. Because it was like nobody could beat me, so.
Yeah, what you gonna do?
Now, mm-hmm. It's like.
I wish.
But I really am sorry.
Yeah.
For that, because okay. I still have today, like people that don't like me or don't even want to be my friend on Facebook from stuff that I did to them 20 years ago.
Oh, they were scarred.
Yeah.
Maybe I. Right.
Well.
So.
They soft. They
tell,
just
tell
soft.
Them to rub some dirt in it.
Yeah, rub some dirt in it. Well, you rub dirt in your face, like
you beat them up. You ain't talking about. Hold on. What's the? Can you tell me the story about when you got stabbed?
I got stabbed over a guy. Oh, if I had any idea that she was gonna stab me, she could have kept me. I knew
you was gonna do all that.
I just thought we was God. Gonna fight.
Yeah,
that's all.
And then she like, had whipped out a. She just and out
she,
a blade.
What was it?
She did it so quick. I didn't even know I had got stabbed. Oh, I didn't never God. Even.
Where'd you get stabbed at?
Right in my mom. Chest right here, right inch away from my heart. They said if it had it went God. 1 inch, I would have been dead.
She was trying to kill you.
Yeah, she was trying to kill me over some. Cornball.
Over AC Green. Look at that.
Over AC
Green. Look at that. Look how things come. Look how things comes back around.
Get you stabbed.
AC Green will get you stabbed in your neck.
Take a gash guard for that.
No,
because he wanted to wait.
If I had seen the knife, I probably would.
Wasn't it? Was a knife. It was like a small knife. Like
it had to be very small.
Yeah,
because I thought she just punched me.
Oh,
it was so
fast. Did you fall out or what?
No, when she did it. I think she thought it wasn't effective because when she did, I said, "Oh, you really hit me first? Okay."
Oh. Mike, your mom's crazy.
I
love this lady.
The step and I'm like, "Wow, I'm just
with a stat with a knife in you."
She pulled it back out, but I didn't even know I'm stabbed.
Yeah,
after the fight was over and we're going back to the car, my girlfriend said, "Look at your shirt," and I looked down. Then I grabbed myself and said, "Oh."
Then
now I'm acting like I'm about to die.
Your adrenaline, your adrenaline was going after that.
Yeah, I'm coming, Elizabeth.
I'm acting like I'm about to die now.
So you went to the hospital?
I see his blood, like, my girlfriend drove me to my grandma's house. D-Dane, remember
that? Oh, D, okay. Child of D.
Running me around there. Oh, my God. My grandma had to call the hospital and the cops. And
were you in the hospital?
Yeah.
Really? I mean,
did you get surgery and stuff?
Yeah.
No, not surgery, but I was there for a few days.
Okay. Wow. Because
they were just trying to make sure because it was so close to my heart.
Yeah.
I can picture grandma. Oh, Lord.
Yo, Lord Jesus.
Wait, what happened to the joint
estate?
Yeah. Huh? What happened to the
joint estate? She did like 6 months to a year in jail.
Oh, she got caught.
Yeah, because even though I didn't want to press charges,
because
my whole intention was I'm going to kill her.
I'm going to get her back.
Yeah, when you get out. when you get out.
She looked at me when she said it. I was going to kill her.
Oh, on sight.
On sight.
On sight,
mom.
On sight. So I said, but because I was young, I was only like 16.
Oh, wow. You were super
15,
young.
15, wow. Like that, something like that. 15. Man. And because I was so young, it didn't matter if I wanted to press charges. The state automatically press the charges.
That's
so
crazy.
She had to go to jail anyway.
Dang, I don't have no stories like that. I think, like, I don't know. Maybe one time somebody might have, like, took a dollar from me or something. Like,
I don't have no.
I ain't got no thug stories.
I do. I'm telling you, I got them for days.
What? Oh, see, you asked an interesting story.
I jumped through the window.
Oh, yeah, told him that one.
To get his father.
Oh, yeah.
A window?
A window?
Yes. It's another L for you, Dad.
Wait, you jumped from what?
Wait,
like, he was in a hotel.
Uh-huh.
What? Okay, go ahead.
And
go
I
ahead.
Went and I lied to the people at the front desk to find out what room he was in. You know they're not supposed
he
to
be. He was with someone.
Yeah, they can't tell you.
You know, but I got that information. And I went and I listened and I said, "This is the room." Matter of fact, I don't even think they told me. They just said, "I think he's on the second floor."
Oh, he's breaking all the rules.
And I'm looking through the window, and I hear somebody. But I think I hear his voice. I'm like, "Yeah, this is it." Because I see the car, so I know they're there.
How'd you know where to go?
Because let me tell you, I rode for hours.
What year was this?
Is this
the 90s? Is it 90s, early 2000s?
Is it before 2000?
Yeah, it's 90s.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
So, there were only a couple joints that everybody used to go to.
Yeah, like, yeah, you riding.
There was only a couple joints. Mary J. Blige playing. Like, seven years.
I was every hotel, I rode for like hours. I finally found the one because I seen our truck sitting outside. I said, here it is.
Oh, man.
And I slightly raised the window. It's real slow.
You went in through the window?
And I moved back. Went through the window. I flew through it. You would have thought I had wings.
Oh, my God. Bang! It was, oh, shit!
Came through like a stunt double. Like Stone Cold.
That window.
Oh, my God. What, did you jump back?
It was crazy. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
And was it the right room?
Yeah, it was the right room.
It was? Like, oh, and they were in there?
Yeah.
The wrong, yeah.
And what happened?
And I was trying to kill both of them, but I was really trying to get her.
Yeah.
Right? I was really trying to get her. Oh, and she went running in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Good move. Good move.
My God. Smart.
She always ran all the time. She was a runner. Oh,
she was a runner.
The runner.
She was always.
She didn't want no smoke because she heard the stories. That's why.
Oh, God.
She heard the stories.
Every time I see her, we would always fight. All the time.
That's terrible.
I don't care if I saw her in the bar.
Is she still around?
Yeah.
Like in the area?
They're together now. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're
not going to go there.
We're getting specific.
We're not going to go there.
We're getting specific.
We're moved. We've moved on. Okay.
So, how about those Yankees?
Man.
That is funny.
Oh, turn into an episode of Jerry Springer.
I might have to bleep that one. That might have to get.
No, there's no name drop.
Yeah.
It's too.
It'll be all right. As long as we don't share this on Facebook, we'll be all right.
I don't even know where to get this stuff. Good.
I know, me either.
Yo, what's going on? You already know it's Big Mike here. I guess everybody. All right, so one of my favorite moments from the podcast, absolutely, and it's something me and Corey, obviously, and Elsie, you know how it goes. It stems from a disagreement. Still disagree on it to this day. I still tease this man about it. Corey, to this day, he's very sensitive about it, and it always gives me a nice rise when I mention this little thing about him. So, if y'all don't know Corey is a very adamant animal lover. More specifically, he loves dogs. Me, I'm more ambivalent towards the nature of animals. And me and him have a little debate about, you know, how you should raise or where you should keep domesticated pets, dogs. And it turns into one of the best, funniest arguments I think we've ever had on the podcast. Turned into a real big thing on Twitter for a couple days. I got a lot of heat and smoke from surprisingly, a lot of black people about how we treat dogs. But it is what it is. Here's my favorite clip from, I'm not going to lie to you. No, it's from California King. I don't know the number of the episode, but it's episode California King. 73. So, episode 73, California King. From that episode, make sure you check it out. All right.
House is burning down. The dog's inside. You gonna get it?
No.
I am. I'm going to get it.
All right.
Depends on how bad the fire is.
Yeah. If it just started, I might go get the dog.
If it's about to come down. If it's some Lisa Left Eye Lopez shit, no, I'm not going back in that
fuck
bitch.
Fuck that dog. Please.
Yeah, nah, that you can't. Cause it's,
even thinking twice.
It's a suicide mission at that
point. Exactly, because the dog only has to live like 5 more years. I got my whole life, nigga.
Nah, but I'm off rip. I'm going in there. And whatever happens, happens.
Whatever.
Yeah,
fuck that.
Yeah. Nah, like I said,
if the fire just started,
I'm saying that it's a family member. It is
not nobody's fire. A family member, Corey.
It is.
You don't buy family members.
You don't.
No.
You used to.
Yeah, and that was a bad, dark time.
I'm just saying, they family. They live there.
The dog's family.
They family.
Nigga, flies live there too. They ain't my family, motherfucker. My what?
Why do you always do that?
They're both animals. They didn't.
Your analogies are the dad.
They mean the same to me.
something.
It's
is
just
wrong
that
with
I actively take care of this dog, and
you
I don't actively
see a therapist.
I don't need to see a therapist. It's a dog.
They families. I'm saying
it's a pet. It's not family.
They're not a fish. They're dogs. It's a difference.
Mike, would you dog fight?
If I had no other income, yeah.
That's sick.
What?
That is sick.
I don't think I would ever resolve.
Yeah,
that.
Ever.
Niggas box. Niggas are gladiators that fought to the death. And you dog fighting? That's what?
No, that's like that's low to me.
I'm
like,
not dog fighting.
That's like, yeah, I would never.
I don't think I would dog fight.
And if anything, if I saw one, I'm snitching too. Dead ass. I call the cops.
You would not survive in the hood, bro.
I don't give a
that's
fuck.
That's regular shit.
I'm township tough.
You know what else is regular in the hood? A lot of shit.
Yeah,
like
a
murder.
Lot of dumb shit.
Like, that doesn't mean the it's most okay. Benign shit you can get into in the hood.
It's
so you are right, so. Boom. Would you rather? Would y'all either dog fight or sell drugs?
Sell.
I'm so.
I'd probably sell drugs.
Yeah, every time. I'm not dog fighting.
Oh, y'all.
And those are my only two choices.
Because
and y'all know y'all would make the same amount of money.
Oh yeah, every time. I'm not fighting no dog.
Money, yeah.
No.
Yo, I'm fighting the fuck out of
you. And you
dog.
Know I will be the world's worst drug dealer. I don't know nothing about that.
I like dogs too much.
Yeah, like I'm saying, I
actually value dogs.
Yeah, like I value
dogs. I love dogs too. They're
no,
great.
Don't. But I know that there's been nothing you've ever said to me, Michael,
listen,
that says Mike
because
loves
y'all
dogs.
Make these wild.
Nigga,
if the house is burning down, would you go risk your life for a dog? No, I'm not risking my life for a fucking dog. It's a dog.
That's a real scenario. That happens.
Yeah, and then if that happens, the dog is going down with the house.
I guess I am too.
Yeah, see, that's. He's like to kill himself over a
like
dog.
Like I said, I'm not killing myself over a dog.
Take your ass to Petco and get another one.
No, that's actually not a thing.
What?
It's not the same. Like, that void is still going to be there.
I mean, that's your fault. That's something you need to talk to. If a dog makes a void in your life, if a fucking thing that eats its own shit can leave a void in your life, you need to talk to somebody.
No.
That you can't get another shit eater to fill its void. Nigga, no. You gotta go talk to somebody. I'm not risking my life for a mother. I've had dogs ever since I could walk, nigga. None of these niggas are special. They just you feed them. They give you a good time. They, you know,
you
they
just go. Never had a connection.
Yeah,
to a dog.
Just never had a connection.
I love every single dog I've ever had, but at the end of the day, I know what they are. They are a pet, and it's my time with them are limited.
So if a dog, did you ever have a dog run away when you were little?
Yes.
Man, you didn't feel no type of way. It was just
I was sad for a little bit. You know what happened? I got another fucking dog. And I didn't care about the last dog anymore. Because you know what I got? New dog. I don't give a shit.
That means it doesn't have much. That means just dogs, just you don't value dogs.
Yeah, that's what you just don't value
that's
dogs.
That's really all it is.
I don't value dogs like I value a person.
I'm not saying it's like a person.
I value the dog while I have the dog. I'm not going to, oh man, I remember when I used to have polo 16 years ago every day. Or I'm not going to have to see a therapist because the death of Roscoe got me broken up. No, I'm not doing that. It's a fucking animal. You can get another one. And you will be fine. Like, Emma Wallen?
I'm not paying you no mind.
Yo.
I'm not.
I feel like you're wilding a little bit.
We've
I
had
just
this
like
conversation
dogs.
Before.
And I can't fathom this. Especially you. I cannot fathom it, Corey. I know we love animals, and animals.
You don't love animals.
You don't love animals.
You don't.
Okay, like, I enjoy them for when I got them. How about that?
Do you feel like, okay, do you feel like you don't feel any type of way when you see, like, people killing giraffes and shit? Like, shooting the fuck out of rhinos and taking them?
No, because those are endangered animals.
Oh. Even if it's not endangered.
Yeah.
It's another one. Who gives a fuck?
See, that's what I'm talking about.
That bothers me. That doesn't. I don't like seeing it.
How about, alright, I don't like it, but it's not ruining my day.
No.
It's not changing my mood.
Nah, I get that.
I'm going to move on fairly quickly.
Yeah, I'll put it like
how
that.
Long does
but
that,
I'm saying, but
how
if
long
you
does
had
that
to,
affect you?
Maybe 15 seconds.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
Cut mine in a third. Maybe three.
It still affects you somehow, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying. Yo, yeah, because that's not.
I don't think it should be legal. Like,
now,
nah,
listen.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not legal.
No, going around just killing animals for the fuck of it, no.
That's we can't okay.
Be
that,
doing that.
Even to dog, me, that's what dog fighting yeah, is because the dog is going
to
die.
Yeah, because you have to kill the dog yeah, after that.
Yeah,
so
it has to like, die.
It has
you
to
don't
die.
Have to kill.
You yes, you do. The dog has injuries; it can't survive.
Not even that. No, like it's too aggressive.
It's too aggressive.
Yeah, keep it outside in the backyard.
That's another.
That's what they do. They fucking chain
it outside. No.
You have problems keeping a dog outside?
I would never do that.
I wouldn't.
It gets cold as hell.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not putting no dog outside.
He would keep a dog outside. Like
he's, an animal like it outside.
Stays, like, the dog stays outside. Like, you're, like you stay in the house, and the dog's yeah, room like, is outside.
Like, no.
My, what? Are y'all insane?
I'm not doing that.
You are against
hunting. And I'll be telling people
this is right, this is normal stuff. Like
you're not like this. My uncle has a farm in Virginia. He keeps all the dogs outside 365. I'll be telling him stop doing that.
Why?
It's cold as hell outside.
In Virginia?
Yes.
It gets cold.
No,
it's
cold. It gets cold in Virginia, Mike. You know this, right?
Now, no. The only time you should keep the dogs inside is in during the winter months. Or really only when it snows. Any other time, you keep the motherfuckers outside.
You had your pit outside?
Yes! They had a kennel outside.
I'm calling the cops on y'all.
You're calling the cops? They are...
I don't... Yeah. I,
animals outside?
Do you want to be outside all day?
I'm not a fucking animal! Nigga, that's different. I know you don't like the thing. We all share the same earth. No, nigga, it's a hierarchy in this bitch. And we are at the top, nigga. And dogs are not.
I'm not saying they are.
This nigga said he's gonna call the cops on me for keeping dogs outside. Dog animals outside.
I'm not keeping no dog outside.
Yeah, I'm not keeping them outside. I'm not doing
that. Nigga, they keep dogs outside. They have kennels where you keep them outside.
Bro, the elements still affect
them. Yeah, there's still extreme heat. Yeah, like
bro, hot. They have like a little dog house where they go inside. I'm not bringing you in the house. If that's what I choose to do. I've had some dogs when they stayed inside, but that's because our yards wasn't big enough to keep them outside. But when we had the time to keep the space to keep them niggas outside, them fuckers were outside. And they came in when we wanted them to come in.
Well, did you have big dogs? Is that why? Were they like big?
I always had big dogs. But it didn't matter. Sometimes I had big dogs, they stayed inside. But most of the time, the big dogs, small dogs, whatever. I really never had a small dog. Mm. But they stayed their ass the fuck outside. They had a kennel and they had a doghouse and they were fucking fine.
I feel like if your house isn't that big and you have a bigger dog, then the dog staying outside in the kennel does make sense because there's just not enough room.
But
if it's a small dog, you don't keep small dogs out
there. Every household doesn't need a dog.
Yeah.
So
that's true. What does that mean?
Like when you came to the studio apartment in Philly and you were like, you about to put a pit bull in this studio apartment?
Oh yeah, that's just
that's
dumb.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I thought you were saying you need to tailor your house to a fucking dog. Well,
no, I'm not
just
that
like
bad.
Fuck that.
No, you don't tailor your house.
Well, I'm
not gonna blame you if you
yeah,
do.
There's people that do, but you don't yeah. have to do that.
Yo, there's nothing wrong with them either.
Like you don't know how many people keep their dogs outside. And
I mean, nah, there's a lot
of people. And they're happy dogs.
Nah, there's a lot of people that do, but I just.
And those dogs are happy. They're happy creatures.
I don't know about that.
I do. They look. What?
I don't know.
That's because y'all are only used to seeing dogs inside.
I'm used to seeing dogs that are taken
care of. I've gotten a dog that stayed outside, and when we put him inside, 24/7, he didn't know how to act.
Exactly, because it's like, I don't belong here.
No, I do belong here.
He don't belong
here. He didn't belong out there, that's why I was acting like that.
If I started putting you outside, you would not have fucking act, because you're not used to it.
He was way too aggressive anyway.
I'm not keeping a dog outside.
Man. Yeah, I'm just not.
Why are you not keeping an animal
outside? Sick.
I feel like
cops on you.
I mean, you and the dog, the cops will be like, yeah, why'd you waste my fucking time? And they'll arrest you. For obstruction of justice.
No, they won't, because they pull up with the canine. I'm like, is that fucking dog outside, exactly. Nigger?
I bet you them dogs is out. Them canines is outside.
I promise you, those canines are taken care of.
I know, because my neighbor is a cop, and he has a canine, and the dog is inside.
Them niggas take care of their dogs, bro. You crazy. You are crazy.
Them dogs be getting taken way better care than we are.
Yeah, it's kind of sick.
What?
Nothing.
It's a fucking.
Stop saying.
Stop saying what? What is it? What is it?
You're making it seem like they're fish or something.
They are all the same. What does what adds to your life does a fish does that a dog doesn't? Huh?
You answer that, Mike.
You, I can't. They all just cost money.
Dog
and they're fun to look at and be around. I guess you could touch the dog. You can't touch the fish.
How about the simple fact that you can call a dog's name? And if I had a dog right now and I called this dog's name and the dog was upstairs in my room and heard me, it would run down here.
No, dogs are a lot smarter than we give them credit for. Like, they really
that's just one thing.
That's phenomenal. And I know keep going. Run down the list.
I'm just saying that's one. That's just one difference from a dog and a fish. Like, you can't. You're not about to sit here and compare a dog to a fish. Or a turtle. We have a turtle upstairs.
Emotional support, you know, relieve stress. Nah, I don't know if y'all school, but when finals
came around, bring out puppies.
Yeah, they bring out. Yo, people be going there taking study breaks.
You're fucking right.
I know I was.
My school, they gave us snacks and we were still fine.
Should give you dogs.
Give you dogs.
No, I'm good. You prefer the snacks?
I prefer the snacks. Give me the goldfish.
Telling you, man.
I don't have to pick up after the goldfish is shit.
You hate dogs.
Well, I don't hate dogs. I love dogs.
You hate animals.
Stop saying
it. You don't
love dogs, Mike.
Any person that loves a dog is not going to keep them outside. I'll just say that.
What?
If you love dogs,
say that again.
If you love dogs, you're not keeping your dog outside.
Exactly. If you love promise. Them. I promise. You
I promise. Huh? If you love your dog. If you love your dog, you're not keeping that dog outside.
Yes, you are. No, the only way I'm putting the dog outside for an extended period of time is if they want to be out there. Other than that, no.
Or if it's just
did it write you a letter, Corey?
Nah, but you'll know.
I'd like to be outside for the moment.
Or if it's just a really nice day and it's not too hot, it's not too cold. Like, exactly. Okay, you can stay outside all day. That's fine. But obviously, there's a time and a place. At night, I'm not keeping my dog outside at night.
Yeah, what's going to happen? In the backyard, what's gonna happen? You what? Is a vulture gonna come down and kill it? In the kennel in the doghouse? Is it gonna get into it with a gang of squirrels?
I'm not keeping my dog outside at night.
See, I'm not.
What the fuck is gonna get robbed?
Oh my goodness.
I just don't like the idea of that.
What is it, spooky?
Alright.
Y'all are not giving me no logical reasons to keep this.
You're
dog
not
outside.
Giving me a logical reason why I need to be outside.
Because number one, my house is clean now because it's not shitty in the fucking house.
If you've trained your dogs properly, they don't do that.
They do it anytime, even when they're trained sometimes. So don't. Nope. You're a liar.
Never had that problem.
You're a liar. Never had you're that a problem. Goddamn liar.
Never had that problem. And the studio at that.
That dog has been trained for years at that point. You're up the dog's ass taking it out every 5 seconds.
Doesn't matter.
It has no room to shit anywhere.
No, I'm just saying.
Every other thing. Hey, boy. Hey, boy. Hey, boy. Hey, boy.
Nah, even.
The dog's annoyed at you. Yo, get the fuck out of my face.
I've never had a problem with dog shit in the house. If you train them properly, they're not going to do that.
They're not going
to. Because, nine times out of ten, they're going to let you know that they have to use the bathroom. So, if they shit in the house, that's probably on the owner.
I don't even got to worry about that because they're going to keep them outside. You know what I mean? You don't have to think about that because you know what you do? Shit ass shit outside.
You don't love dogs. Well, we say all that to say, welcome to Not
Yo,
the
stop,
Podcast.
Yo, stop.
Mike does not love dogs. Mike, stop.
I love the dogs.
Stop it.
I recognize
you don't
the hierarchy between
love
them.
You're like
dogs.
That boyfriend that just keeps cheating, but you keep saying you love her.
Yeah, you don't love her.
You don't love her.
No, you don't.
Because that's no way an equal comparison.
It is.
That's a relationship.
It is.
With
you know how it is equal?
Human
because you're,
being.
You know how it is equal?
Y'all are equating humans to
you know
dogs
how it's equal?
Lot.
Because you're saying one thing, but you're doing another. That's how it's equal.
And me and him never agree on anything.
I love you. I love you because I'm fucking feeding you.
What?
I love you because.
Okay, R. Kelly.
And you can say the same thing. I love you. You can say the same thing to the girl. I love you because I'm fucking you.
That's not how that works.
That's how that works. Mike, I'm fucking. Oh, I can't stand this nigga. You're saying one thing and you're doing another.
Yeah.
You're saying one thing and you're doing another.
All right, we're just going to do it.
That's all it is.
Can you keep a dog outside? You niggas have never been below the Mason-Dixon line, because I swear to God, that's all they do out there. And you're not going to tell me those Bible-thumping niggas
are you telling
love
me
their dogs.
Are you telling me below the Mason-Dixon line is the best part of this country, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah.
When it comes to dogs, I'm not going to...
Are you telling me good things come from there?
I mean, I'm not going to take offense about their stance on dogs.
Just fucking...
Yo, he's... Yo. And what's funny about this conversation is not the fact that we're having this conversation, which it is. It's the fact that this nigga Corey is distressed that I don't think dogs need to be like...
I would just never do that.
Care for?
I would just never do that. If I gotta put the dog outside for house shit, then I don't need a dog at all. I'm not putting simple. No dog outside. Simple. And it's like, and put it like this. Like, and I was having obviously in New Jersey, having
spooned with his dog when they were in the house.
You're doing a lot. But like
you rub his nipples.
What?
Doggy nips?
Nah, but my boss is from Canada, so he was saying that you can't leave your dogs outside because they'll get killed by like coyotes and bears and shit.
We don't have coyotes and bears, Corey.
He's telling a story, Mike. Let him tell a story. Let him tell a story.
We don't have
Let him.
They would get killed. Finish.
He wasn't done.
Finish the coyote and bear story. Did the coyote get out a stick of dynamite?
I was saying, because he was also saying that he doesn't agree that dogs should be outside, besides the fact that we're not in Canada.
So why don't you bring up the coyotes and the bears?
Because that's saying, no.
Well, out there, obviously, that's a possibility, but
and if you live in California, you should not be leaving your dog outside, because there are coyotes in California.
What about in Compton?
I don't know about that. Not too familiar.
Oh, no, he could get caught in the drive-by. I'm sorry. Fucking asshole.
You just ruined it.
You're in that. Apples to oranges. What are you
doing? I'm not in that kind of.
And I once said you should go to law school because you debate really well.
But it's a dog.
Losing it.
I swear to God, if we were in a court, we wouldn't even go this long because the judge would be like, yo, it's a fucking dog. Clink and keep it moving.
You know that's a lie because niggas go to jail. Let's get to the real
case.
Dogs.
Let's get to the triple murder instead of the dog fight case.
Nah, that's a lie. Because niggas go to jail.
You can go to jail for animal.
Niggas go to jail.
You can go to
a TV show.
Then you go to jail for jaywalking. So.
So where's your argument?
Yeah, where's your argument? I'm a little lost, bro.
Just because you go to jail for it doesn't mean it's some horrible act.
I've always said the fact that if you can harm an animal intentionally, something is wrong with you mentally.
I'm not harming an animal intentionally by having to be outside. You think that's harming an animal?
Not harming it, but why are you doing that?
Because I don't want it in the house.
Why do you have a dog in the first place?
Huh?
Why do you have a dog in the first place?
You don't need to have it in the house. In the house all the time?
Where else is it gonna go? It lives
out there. Fucking shop! Jesus Christ. Like, I'm not saying I only see the dog when it comes outside. It comes inside, but when it's time to shut shit down, your ass is outside.
Wait, so when you go to sleep, you're sending the dog outside. That's what you're saying?
Yes! Like, when I'm chilling, I want the dog around. Yo, come in, yeah, we can chill. But when it's shutdown time, go to your ass in the doghouse out fucking side. What is the problem with that?
It's cold outside, Mike.
Yeah, and you're like, all right, so I know.
If there was no pets, you know where these dogs would be? Where would they be? Come on, somebody help me.
You said if there was no
what? If they weren't our pets, where would these dogs be? Come on.
Roaming the streets.
And where are the streets?
Dominican Republic.
Out fucking side. Outside. Maybe outside.
These animals are domesticated, though. That's
what I'm saying. Like,
that's the difference.
They can be domesticated in the backyard.
I'm not talking about
this. I'm just not.
They can't.
It's beating a dead horse. I'm not.
I'm done.
We're running a poll. You can. I don't understand. I'm not getting it.
You're going to lose, Mike. I hope you don't expect to win.
I promise
you're about to lose whatever you're betting.
I promise you I'll win.
And if they do, I promise you.
You're not going to win.
I promise you.
You're not going to win.
It's so many households where the dogs are outside.
I'm not saying that that's false, but I'm just saying I don't agree with that.
And a lot of people
And you've given me no good reasons as to why that shouldn't be. Except it's cold out there sometimes.
And it's really and hot out there sometimes, too.
How hot is it at night? When I said when it's hot, when it's time to go outside at night, it's hot. Where the fuck are we at? Are we on the equator?
New Jersey.
Oh. How hot has that been out next to you?
Sometimes it gets hot. You can get heat exhaustion.
I fucking hate you, Corey. Yo, introduce the podcast, Corey. Thank you. All right, y'all. Man. We have had a blast.
Yeah.
You know, scrolling through memory lane, you know what I mean? And, those are some of our favorites and some of yours that you have told us. And if you didn't tell us,
actually your fault.
It's actually your fault.
We've been saying this for a minute.
You know what I mean? We've been playing this for a minute. We've been asking y'all for y'all favorites for a minute. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We didn't put yours in. You know, we'll do more compilation episodes because we got content, more content coming. Mm-hmm. And that was just for our first 100. And we got to, you know, thanks for being with us for 100 episodes. Hopefully you'll be with us. And
cheers to 100 more.
Cheers to 100 more. We love y'all. I love y'all, guys.
Absolutely.
You know, so we will see y'all next time. You already know what it is. Next time, same time.
Yeah.
Same place.
Same fucking place.
Peace.
In love.
Let's go.